If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. Number one, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many other platforms. You can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's absolutely everything you need to make a podcast in one place. All you have to do is simply download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started with your own podcast. Today's topic, we will be discussing briefly why the media cannot and will not be trusted. And the reason it will not be trusted is because the media has a history of being used by intelligence agencies for the propagation of propaganda, for the psychological conditioning of the people, and for the shaping and molding and maneuvering and manipulating and persuading of the hearts and minds of the people. Let us look briefly at Operation Mockingbird. And that's all we're going to deal with in this small excerpt. This unlikely land of enchantment is the creation of Mockingbird. It was received in the late 1940s, the most frigid period of the Cold War, when the CIA began a systematic infiltration of the corporate media. The CIA began a systematic infiltration of the corporate media, a process that often included direct takeover of major news outlets. In this period, the American intelligence services competed with communist activists abroad to influence European labor unions. With or without the cooperation of local governments, Frank Wisner, an undercover State Department official assigned to the Foreign Service, rounded up students abroad to enter the Cold War underground of covert operations on behalf of his Office of Policy Coordination. Philip Graham, a graduate of the Army Intelligence School in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, then publisher of the Washington Post, was taken under Wisner's wing to direct the program codenamed Operation Mockingbird. Operation Mockingbird. The CIA begins recruiting American news organizations and journalists to become spies and disseminators of propaganda. The effort is headed by Frank Wisner, Alan Dulles, Richard Helms, and Philip Graham. Graham is publisher of the Washington Post, which becomes a major CIA player. Eventually, the CIA's media assets will come to include ABC, NBC, CBS, Time Magazine, Newsweek Magazine, Associated Press, United Press International, Reuters, Hearst Newspapers, Scripps and Howard, Copley News Service, and many more, et al. By the CIA's own admission, at least 25 organizations and 400 journalists will become CIA assets. That is enough information right there. To educate whoever previously had no knowledge of how controlled and manipulated our media outlets are. not only in this country, in every country. So for those who think that they can rely on receiving the truth from the news, you have deluded and deceived yourself. Self-deceived. Without saying too many words, that little small nugget of information right there alone should put into perspective why you need to become a critical thinker for yourself. You will not get what you are looking for from the news. You will not get what you are looking for from your professor in university. You will not get what you're looking for in publications, in magazines, in books, from these places that have been infiltrated by intelligence agencies in order to strategically control and shape and mold your outlook and your worldview. Thanks be to God for the Ruach HaKodesh, the spirit of truth, that leads us and guides us into all truth, that we need no man to guide us. Operation Mockingbird, still in operation today. Any operation that we've been told has come to an end, didn't. It just stepped back for a moment, dressed itself in another apparel, and continued to operate. It's called the front. Anyway, that was a small nugget of truth for today. Shalom aleichem.